You're listening to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. Richard Pollock doing a solo cast with Drew Mandel sitting at home watching the Jays game, which now is in a rain delay, and hopefully this podcast can be completed so we can go finish the watch the end of the Jays game whenever it does resume. Great game at the MTS Center between the Winnipeg Jets and the Tampa Bay Lightning this evening. A terrific pace to the game, great skill, playmaking on both sides, and you know, if you paid your money or you spent your 2-3 hours watching tonight's game, I thought it was certainly worthwhile. Start off goal by goal, as we usually do. And the first goal tonight was a Braden Coburn one-timer from a pass from Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson was moving real well tonight, and that line of Johnson, Kucherov, and Palat struggled a bit this year so far. It really seemed to be gelling. And on this play, what you have is Tyler Johnson is present in front of the net, and then he gets into the corner to go for the puck. Dustin Byfuglien is on him, but you know, Johnson's quick and smaller, and Byfuglien, with his reach and physicality, tries to close the gap. By the time he closes the gap on Johnson, Johnson's already made the pass to Braden Coburn. Now, in this play, it's interesting because Braden Coburn is a left-side defenseman. He comes in and is deep in the zone. Tobias Enstrom comes to close the gap on Coburn, but before he can do that, Coburn one-times the puck over Andrei Pavlik's shoulder. Interesting, though, in the sense that Drew Stafford was kind of caught in no man's land when Johnson was looking to make the pass and Coburn was getting to the open seam. Because what happens in usual case, Stafford as a right winger is to cover Braden Coburn, who's the left side defenseman. In this case, Coburn is really low, and you wonder if there's a communication problem there between Stafford and Enstrom. In any event, quick strike offense from Tampa Bay all night, and from the Jets for the most part. But the Bolts get on the board, and it's 1-0. Jets come back, and this goal is at 16:28 of the first period. And, you know, you hear a lot about goals getting started in your own zone, and this one certainly was the case. The goal ends up being Nikolaj Ehlers, who was, I thought, the Jets' best forward tonight. And to me, looks like their most talented forward today. Never mind what he's going to be. Looks like their most talented forward today. But this play starts in the defensive zone. And Mark Scheifele makes a good defensive play, breaks up a chance for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then starts the rush. And when he starts the rush, gets it to Perreault on the left side, and boy, they were really flying this line tonight. They get speed through the neutral zone. Perreault makes a pass to Scheifele. And when Braden Coburn, who we mentioned earlier, commits to Mark Scheifele. Mark Scheifele makes a nice pass over to Nikolaj Ehlers, who's on his off wing. He sure looks good in his off wing. Goes backhand to forehand. A move you see Andrew Ladd do a lot in the shootout. Backhand to forehand. Boom. Goal. And it's 1-1. And, you know, the first period, I think overall the Jets were the better team in that period. Tampa Bay had one power play, and they moved the puck around real nice. They moved the puck around real nice, actually, on the power play, I thought, all game. But aside from that, I thought the Jets played a good game. They took the body, and the Jets aren't as physical as they were last year. They're not a non-physical team, but they're not as physical as they were last year. And I thought they took the body appropriately in the first period, especially against a Tampa team that skates and can take it as a mostly skilled squad, with guys like Brian Boyle sitting out tonight and then playing a skill roster. Having said that, I thought the Jets got away from that bit in the second period. And just for noting, the shots after the first period were 11-6 for the Winnipeg Jets. Again, to the second period, and the shots in the second period were 15-8. And I thought that really said it all in the second period, because the Jets opened it up a little bit too much. And while they want to play a skill game, you have to cap it off at some point. Tampa Bay Lightning make a ton of seam passes. They're in motion a lot. They use their defensemen a lot. And the Jets were kind of mirroring what they were doing, but I thought to an extreme way in the second period. And Tampa took advantage of that. First goal of the second period, the third goal of the game, was a Ben Sherratt turnover. He makes a turnover, and then he goes at Eric Condra. Nice play here by Victor Hedman to force the issue. But Eric Condra picks the turnover up from Ben Sherratt, who then tries to compensate for the turnover. And Condra makes a beautiful touch pass to Cedric Paquette. Paquette coming in on his off wing off the turnover. Boom, puck past Andrei Pavlik. And this is what I describe as an NHL goal. I mean, the puck, there's turnover, pass, goal. You don't see that kind of transition in any other league. And your turnover by Sherratt, I think, doesn't play, you know, he's back off of injury and didn't look so confident tonight. You get exposed so easily, even though those turnovers happen more than a few times in the hockey game. Tampa gets up 2-1. at 7:22 of the second period. Jets come right back. 10:58 of the second period. Drew Stafford gets his third goal of the season from Adam Lowry and Alex Burmistrov. You know, Drew Stafford came down actually earlier in the period on a 2-on-1 with Tyler Myers. I thought he shot too early with Myers on his off wing. And this play I liked a lot more what Stafford did, and I think he learned very much from it on this play. What he does here is he goes to the net, and Anton Stroman gets caught up the ice. Braden Coburn is coming over to help, and Stafford comes over and receives the pass from Adam Lowry, and he gets kind of grabbed. And when he gets grabbed, while he's going to the net, he actually loses the puck. You know, goal scorers, this will happen to it from time to time, loses the puck. And Bishop's playing him to make a move, and the puck slides past Bishop because Stafford's getting kind of there's an infraction, and he misses the and he loses the puck, but it gets past Bishop. What I like about this goal at the end of the day, again, is Stafford going to the net. The play before is a little bit more timid, but a nice play and a fluke play somewhat. But skill players seem to have a lot of fluke plays because they're around the puck a lot. At the less than a minute later. 21 seconds later, in fact, Tampa Bay comes right back. And, you know, on this play, you see the Scheifele line comes out after the goal by the Adam Lowry line. And Victor Hedman ends up getting a shot from the point. And when he shoots it from the point, everybody seems to lose track of where the puck is. The problem, of course, is that when everybody loses track of where the puck is, Mark Scheifele, the center, had come out to try and block Hedman's shot. So when Scheifele commits, that's actually Ehlers' spot. So Scheifele commits, and then Ehlers has to be the cover guy down low. And they lose the puck, and Ehlers ends up having Nemestikov as his guy. And he's standing right beside Nemestikov. Doesn't take the man, even if he can't find the puck. Nemestikov has an easy open net on the rebound, it appears, bounced up into the front of the net right beside Andre Pavlik. And it's deposited in the back of the net. So, you know, as I thought, Nikolai Ehlers was the most talented Jets forward, is the most talented Jets forward, skill-wise, and I thought he had a really good game. You're going to have these experiences where he's going to turn the puck over a bit and he's going to make defensive errors. And Paul Maurice, I think, has done a good job of going with it, and that's part of the deal in terms of bringing along young players. The third period, sort of the end of the second period, sees the Bolts up 3-2. And shots in that second period, as I mentioned, were 16-8 for the Tampa Bay Lightning, for a total of 22-19 for Tampa after two periods. Get to the third period, and the Jets get back to their game, and I thought the Jets outplayed Tampa Bay in the third period. They weren't as loose. Their defensemen were engaged. They continued line after line, and they seemed far more structured than they did in the second period. And even, you know, in the first period. The third period was their best period tonight. They outshot the Bolts 16-7, so basically doing what Tampa did to them in the second period. And the only goal of the period, was Blake Wheeler's goal. And you know what? For all the chances that the Jets had, and we'll talk about Nikolai Ehlers a couple posts later on, Blake Wheeler's goal is a simple turnover by Ben Bishop. He's killing a penalty. Bishop has the puck behind the net. Wheeler pressures him a bit. Bishop just gives it up and just gives him the goal. Wheeler turns around the net. From his back end, puts the puck back as past Bishop, and it's 3-3. What you like about this is Wheeler taking opportunity to pressure Bishop, and for the most part, Bishop tonight, I think over the long haul, Bishop saves his defenseman a lot of hits and helps the transition game. But when you play the puck all the time, that's a problem, and you're gonna have a problem, and that's what happened here. Blake Wheeler pressures them a little bit, not even too much, and Bishop turns it over. Wheeler ties it up. 3-0, and boy, did the Jets have some chances after that 3-0. And I think the best chance of that period was the last shift of the period. Scheifele lines on, and Victor Hedman makes a pinch of the offensive blue line. Ehlers reads that, cuts into the middle. The pass is to Ehlers. He goes all the way up the ice, breakaway, backhand, hits the post with about 4 or 5 seconds left. And boy, he was all over the place. He had a post earlier in the game on a 3-on-2 beautiful passing play. And before we get into overtime, unquestionably the best line for the Jets tonight was the Scheifele, Perreault, and Ehlers line. Creating chances, Scheifele all over the place, getting his good wrist shot off, getting it off quick. That was the best line by far. Wheeler gets the goal shorthanded there, but you need more from your top line, and you're soon becoming the second line. So the Jets are going to want, you know, Wheeler has his points, 7 points in through seven games, and obviously that streak has been very good. But at the end of the day, they want a little bit more from Ladd and Brian Little, who I'm going to mention in a second. You want a little bit more production out of these guys, more sustained chances, I think. Anyhow, you get into overtime, and boy, the fans get excited, and 3-on-3 is as advertised, better than the shootout for sure. Starts off with a Brian Little breakaway almost right off the hop, and the best part about the breakaway is, you know, it's a breakaway from the defensive blue line. He's racing up the ice. Steven Stamkos is a beautiful skater, is chasing him, but Little's a great skater as well. Little is able to keep the gap, gets a good chance. There's a nice save by Ben Bishop. The puck pops around a little bit, and then at the defensive blue line for Steven Stamkos, he picks off I think it was a puck from Andrew Ladd, and that they transition the other way. Tyler Myers is the only defender because it's 3-on-3. He's tired. And Stamkos comes up the ice with Victor Hedman in the middle and Andre Palat in the left. Stamkos passes it to Hedman. Hedman passes it right back to Stamkos. Stamkos passes it across behind Myers, but in front of Pavlik, across to Palat, back of the net, game over. The short period of time, and overtime only lasted 36 seconds. I'll tell you, it was an amazing 36 seconds, really exciting game. And Tampa Bay gets out of here with the 4-3 lead. As far as I'm concerned, that the Jets were the better squad tonight. If anybody deserved to win 4-3, it was the Jets. They come up on the short end of the stick, but against the defending Eastern Conference champions, and they get a point out of it. They're probably going to go to the locker room thinking to themselves, you know, we could have won this game. We tighten up a bit. We'll be all right. But one thing you have to take from this game if you're a Winnipeg Jets fan is that the Jets played a skill game with Tampa Bay and matched them, if not better than them. I thought better than them tonight. So overall, a good performance from the Winnipeg Jets. After a long layoff, you could certainly see they had the spring in their legs. They're going to hope to play a similar game on Sunday against a far more structured and disciplined, in terms of the style of play that they employ, Minnesota Wild. So that's it for the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. We'll be on live tomorrow at 9 a.m. with a bunch of guests. Ezzy, who are our guests tomorrow morning. John Rosen covers the LA Kings for the Daily News. Mike Greenlay covers the Minnesota Wild, of course, on Fox Sports North. And our other guest is Frank Saravalli of TSN. 9 a.m. tomorrow, our last 9 a.m. show before we switch over to noon. And again, you've listened to the Legal Curve post-game podcast. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.